the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Not getting that text or phone call back after the first date, it's like a shot to the heart.
And you're to blame?
Yes.
Do you give love a bad name? Okay. Now that we're done quoting Bon Jovi.
Right. And that is why we do Blown Off, to find out why you didn't get that text back. If you're in that situation, let us know. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Amy, girl, tell us what happened.
So this really cute guy, Frank, I met him on Tinder, and I swiped him, and I totally never thought that we would match, but we did. Mm. And he was, okay, seriously, he was way too hot for me. Like, he was way too hot for me.
No, girl, ain't nobody too hot for anybody else.
I'm sure you look good, girl.
Yes.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
So we end up meeting for drinks. It was my first time meeting a stranger, and I was shocked at how, like, easy it was and how, like, quick we got along, and things were going really well. We, like, laughed, and we were talking, and we did karaoke at the bar.
Ooh.
I know, right? Like, it was adorable. I mean, it's been 2 weeks, and he's not calling me back. And
so, obviously, something happened in the course of this karaoke fun-filled date.
Wait a minute. I know exactly what happened.
What?
Amy, I need you to be honest. Because Holly over here is a karaoke queen, and she gets a little carried away when she goes to karaoke. Amy, did you get a little carried away when you're on stage?
What do you mean carried away?
Mm-hmm. Are you acting like you're on stage at Emily Arena putting on the show?
I am not. No, listen, I'm not a singer. It was like a cute moment where we were just having fun together.
Oh, because I would have acted like I was on stage at Emily Arena.
Exactly. I'm just saying, I just want us to be a little honest with each other. Well, let's do this, Amy. We will try to get Frank on the phone to find out why he hasn't called you back, okay?
Okay, please.
All right, we'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, because she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, because oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. Always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She loves like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there.
The new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Amy met Frank on Tinder. They had, I think it's a great first Tinder date. Drinks, and then they did karaoke.
I love that. A little Don't Stop Believing.
See, that's
yes,
what I'm
ma'am.
I'm a little afraid of that. Well, Amy, you ready for us to get Frank on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Amy, we will do all the talking, so don't even worry about anything when we get Frank on the phone here. And we will just kind of go from there and see what it was, because I don't understand how karaoke can be bad. Let's keep quiet, y'all.
Probably got crazy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Frank?
Yeah, who's this?
Frank, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show.
Hi, Frank.
How are you doing this morning?
How you doing?
Good, good, good. We just had a couple of questions for you. We have a mutual friend, Amy, who you met on Tinder and you went karaokeing with.
But she hasn't heard back from you, Frank.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just trying to do our part as friends to figure out why there hasn't been a second date.
She's one of those dumb girls that likes to celebrate a birthday all month long.
Wait, you said because she celebrates her birthday all month long? What happened?
Yeah, like, I met her at the bar, and she's there, and she has balloons and a birthday cake. Like, the balloons are tied to a chair. She's got the sash and the crown. Like, a little girl. It's very, very weird.
Well, I mean...
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay.
Frank, we do have Amy on the phone, but I have just one major question. So, Amy, was it your birthday weekend then when you were out with Frank?
Well, I mean, my birthday is in August, and I've always celebrated it the whole month, like, always, since I was a little girl. Like, that's what I, you know, my mom used to say, I mean, I'm special enough to celebrate for a whole month, so I've just always done that. It's just a birthday tradition.
Amy, was this your birth date, or, like, how far away is it from, like, the actual date?
No, I think she told me her birthday was August 1st, she said.
No, listen, I get mad at Miguel Fuller for claiming a birthday week. You absolutely cannot claim a birthday month.
I'm really confused because you were totally celebrating with me and you were singing happy birthday with me and like the whole, like everybody got into it. Like
everybody did get into it. They guilted. How was I not supposed to sing happy birthday? You know, everyone was pressuring me at the bar. I did what I was supposed to do, right?
If this is the way that you're going to be, then don't even worry about coming to my, you know, bring your own pool birthday party on Saturday. Like, just like, you
miss me. Can have a pony, like a little 5-year-old.
I mean, I think the birthday celebrations should have ended 3 weeks ago.
No, I know. Amy, I'm with you, girl. Keep going strong to the end of the month.
Thank you.
Us Leos have to stick together, girl.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.